Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When you hear that song, it means it's time to get smarter. Talk to our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, at Rosenberg Radio on X and Instagram. And from what I understand, you are traveling south this weekend. Peter, what up, dude?
That's right. I'm feeling it.
How fired up are you that you are going to Baltimore to watch Commanders Ravens?
Well, listen, I was planning on going home for the Jewish holiday, see my parents.
Okay.
And then the opportunity came up. A friend of ours, you might remember, Tyler Mann, reached out to me.
Okay.
Said he had tickets in Baltimore. And to me, the interesting piece here is just that I've never had an interest in going to a game in Baltimore before. Like, it just, the idea, I've been to a Ravens game once, some unrelated random playoff game many years ago. But the idea of going to a Washington game in Baltimore was not appealing to me. The likelihood of being embarrassed by our 95 rivals was just too daunting. And now, listen, we may win, we may lose, but I feel a lot better about the experience. And frankly, guys, I have a belief right now that this Sunday will truly launch the beginning of the Washington-Baltimore rivalry. That's my hunch.
So does that?
I'm gonna ask y'all a question real quick though. Somebody hit me to this morning. Said they keep saying the Battle of the Beltways, but they say the Parkway connects Baltimore in this area. So shouldn't it be the Battle of the Parkway?
Just doesn't hit the same way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying because the Parkway connects both.
True. It's the BW
Parkway.
They have
their Beltway. We have our Beltway. So we're not really battling Beltways.
Right.
I think Battle of the Beltway works because both cities have a Beltway, and I don't think any other cities have a Beltway.
The Parkway
right?
is something that connects both of us. So
no, here's what you need.
Battle whatever. We're going to take over this thing that connects us both.
The real thing, it should be the battle for the heart of Columbia, you know? Just pick a suburb right smack in the middle. It's the battle for Ellicott City.
The battle for BWI. Winner gets the airport.
Right.
Well, dude, it sounds like you feel somewhat confident in Washington going to Baltimore and getting the dub.
I love the Commanders to cover the number. The number is disrespect. Again, now it's disrespect. Now it's three straight weeks. So it was 3.5. They were 3.5-point dogs at Arizona, which was wild. They were only a 3-point favorite at home against Cleveland, which felt wild. It felt like Vegas knew something in both cases. They didn't. Mm-hmm. 6.5 to me. I asked my co-host at work, what do y'all think the number is? And they both suggested, they thought, I think one said 3.5, one said 4.5. So those are objective observers. So then when you see that it starts at 6.5, is it still 6.5, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's holding pretty steady, which I kind of find surprising.
I saw a tweet that you put up this week, JP, about how dominant the Baltimore defense is against the run and how susceptible they are against the pass. And sort of like I expected a shootout against Cincinnati, I expect a shootout against Baltimore. And I just, listen, I don't believe we'll lose by more than a touchdown. I think we'll play close. I really think we could win this game. I don't know if I'm going to jump out and like say we're going to win just because I don't want to be that guy this fast to say that, you know, we've played great for a few games in a row and we're ready to knock off a team that's perennially great in their house. But I love our chances to play a competitive game this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, what really I think is problematic here is Washington's defense. What's the real unit? Is the real unit the one that couldn't really get stops against the Giants or the Bucks and kind of perhaps got lucky that the Giants kicker was hurt? Or is the real unit the one? You could say what you want about the Browns offense and Deshaun Watson just being completely ineffective, but that Arizona offense is pretty darn good, and they just beat the Niners, and Washington held them to 14 points in their building. Like, what is the real group here? Dorrance Armstrong all of a sudden's a terror on the defensive line. You know what I mean? So, I think the biggest question is Derrick Henry specific. How concerned are you about Henry controlling this game for Baltimore?
Oh, I think the run game for Baltimore could be a problem in general. I think Henry could be a problem. I think Lamar doing Lamar stuff could be a problem. I think they're going to move the ball on us. Like, don't get me wrong. The defense at this point appears to be worlds better than when we spoke a few weeks ago. And I now believe you all of a sudden, like, the amount of people have reached out to me about Luvu this week alone, right? Like, there are players on this defense who people were not talking about 6 weeks ago who they're now excited about. And I think there's reason for that. But I do think Derrick Henry is a problem. And I do think the run game will be a problem. There's going to be a lot of points scored. You just have to keep scoring
points. The way you attack a team with a Derrick Henry in the backfield, you got to make him stop his feet. Because if he can hit the line full speed, he's a problem. But when he starts to chop his feet, he doesn't normally have good games.
So how do you do that?
They have to be able to stifle the guys at the line of scrimmage and be able to disengage. Because the way that they, like, get up the field a lot sometimes, you leave a running lane for you, that could be a problem with him.
Well, listen, I've been excited all week to talk to you guys because, you know, I'm not even kidding. My life is, like, different as a result of what's going on. Like, I know everybody in the DMV feels that way. But understand, I'm in a city. I've been here now, guys, for 17 years.
Wow.
Everyone here knows I am the Washington guy. They have all dogged me out many, many times. The people are coming up to me like I personally just accomplished something. It's amazing. I just want to tell you, it has been amazing. And I'm no longer fighting it off. I'm not doing this. I've heard it on your show. I've been listening back on the podcast this week, and I hear it from people. There's this tepid waiting for the other shoe to drop. Listen, it's sports. Something bad can always happen. God forbid, it's always there. That's sports. But I'm here to tell you, DMV, the boogeyman is dead. That's over. That shoe's not dropping again. I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we won't stumble down the stretch and end up with a record that we're now disappointed in being 4-1. But what I'm telling you is the mojo that killed us for so long is gone. So let's stop waiting for it to drop, and let's just enjoy the hell out of a time. Hey, maybe we'll get stomped this week. I don't know. But it doesn't change what the last four have been, guys. I want to just enjoy it without having to add a caveat or parentheses every single time.
There you go.
I love that.
I agree with that.
Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him at Rosenberg Radio. Nobody's got more jobs than Peter. WWE.
You do.
90, no, not more than him, dude.
Oh, I can name him right now, Jay. You got like five, six jobs.
He stays out here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How has it been on ESPN New York, which is probably one of the biggest sports talk stations in the country? You got national guests on all the time, Steve Young, whoever else you got. And I know how you are, and you sneak in your Jaden questions. What has that conversation been like? And at this point, are you not even sneaking it? Because Jaden is a national topic.
You answered the question. I don't have to sneak it. I don't really get – I'm not getting the pushback from my co-hosts that I would have gotten in the past because they know that it's an undeniably interesting and compelling story. And the guest that we talked to, Steve is no longer on the show, which stinks, by the way, because after he left ESPN, even though he still wanted to be with us, there was some rule because I think he was still getting paid by the company, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
But, like, we talk to SVP every week. You know he's happy to talk about it.
Of course.
We talked to Dan Orlovsky, who's just a quarterback guy. He's excited to talk about it. So everybody that we've brought in to talk football is excited to talk about this team. I don't know if you saw my post I put up on Instagram the other day, also at Rosenberg Radio, but I've been throwing up a lot of Commander stuff up there.
Oh, the text threads? I saw that one. It was
the
awesome.
Text I got, so the producer of our morning show is a friend of mine named RJ, and he randomly, B. Mitch, he texts me at, like 3:15 last Sunday afternoon, and the Washington game was the game in New York on Sunday. I didn't have to watch the ticket. It was on free TV just the way it shook out. And he texts me and he says, I don't think I've ever said this in the history of our friendship. Your football team is a joy to watch.
Wow.
And this is a football fan. This is a San Francisco 49er football fan, a guy who appreciates and knows the game well. Everyone is enjoying watching this team right now, and it's really hard not to. They say the right things. They're doing the right things. Dan Quinn, guys, in the offseason, I was sitting here telling you, I don't know. Through week one, I said, oh, I don't know. It feels like Ron Rivera wearing a fake mustache. You know, I really was like, is this the same thing? Nah, there's an energy about Quinn that's totally different. I remember I was asking you about the backwards hat? Now I like the backwards hat. He's a fun-loving guy. Right. I like this guy.
It's funny how it happens.
Hey, man. Hey, winning cures all.
Dude, real quick, because I got to ask, are Mets fans more fired up or are Jets fans more sullen, depressed, sunken? Like, who's where on the scale of what's going on up there?
Of the highest emotion? I would say the Mets thing is the biggest thing smoking right now.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I don't root for them, but it's pretty wild.
It's hard to hate on this. I mean, they have put together wins
that are just mind-blowing. Even last night, like, even last night, and what's kind of, you look at the box score, it's a regular game, but down 1-0, feeling like this thing could go the wrong way, and then Lindor hits a grand slam. That guy is the true MVP of the league, in my opinion. He's been an absolute monster. It's people are super happy. The nervous fan base here is the Yankees. They're the ones, like, even last night they eked it out, but
they
everything
squeaked
seems,
that thing, dude.
Oh man, it seems so hard. We opened the show yesterday, Rodgers, and did a lot of Rodgers talk. And I looked on my social media and was getting a lot of pushback from people like, who gives a damn about Aaron Rodgers? Let's talk about the Mets. So, listen.
Well, they know Aaron Lyon, so that's why they don't want to hear about it.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. But, you know.
Are there people out there that actually think he's not lying?
So, it's not. I think everybody thinks that it wasn't the full-on truth. The question is, who pulled the trigger? And I think a lot of people here know Woody well enough to think it's well within Woody's possible outcomes that he was like, I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the no-brainer obvious thing is, well, Aaron Rodgers must have done it because he's Aaron Rodgers and obviously everything's about him. But then you have to remember that Woody Johnson is that dude, guys. Like, and when I don't mean that dude in a good way, I mean that guy. He's the guy who, in his press phone call 2 days ago, had to be referred to still as Ambassador Johnson, okay? That's who he is. So, like, picture Dan Snyder, but not as bad a guy, more polished, a little bit smarter, and still down to metal. So there is a possibility that Woody did this because he wanted to, but what I maintain is you cannot tell me he would have done it if Rodgers was ardently against it. Sure, although now the word is, if Hackett loses play calling, though, that throws the whole thing into what do you think? Because Hackett play calling was what Rodgers wanted.
Yeah, and his play calling is what's causing them to be sucking.
Awful. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why everyone believes Rodgers has something to do with it, because Hackett wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Rodgers. And I think Saleh would be there still if it wasn't for Rodgers.
At least.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you this. Let's luxuriate. Let's go beat Baltimore. Maybe I can luck out and run into you guys somehow.
We'll
and
find
then,
it.
And then let's be 5-1 and just sit back watching a Monday night debacle of the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. That sounds like a great way to spend a day.
Dude, I don't know how long you're in town for, but I'm going to the casino to watch Monday Night Football if you want to shoot over to National Harbor.
No, I will be immediate. I'm actually doing a straight to Baltimore Penn Station on the train right after the game.
Oh, wow. When's the holiday? Saturday?
So the holidays Friday night to Saturday night. So okay. I'm coming in first thing Saturday. I'm leaving my wife the car. So Jody's taking me to the game. That way I can get nice and saucy and somebody's sweet and then just jump on the Amtrak and go home. You know, that's how you do
sound
it.
Sound like me, Peter.
That's a good plan. Yeah. Text B. He'll be in somebody's suite. He'll take care of you.
Oh, perfect. I'll be in somebody's suite, too. I'll hit you there.
Hey, thank you for the time, bro. Enjoy this
weekend.
Man, appreciate Enjoy your holiday.
Hail to the Commanders. Later, guys.
Hi, bro.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. You can tell he's fired up, B.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell. It's hitting around Commander land. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What? Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.